My question is that when taking Shari'i bath becomes obligatory upon us, is it permissible for us to recite something sacred, such as saying any holy name, sending salat upon the Prophet, or reciting the blessed kalima, etc.? And my second question is that, can we recite the verses of the Holy Quran or send salat upon the Prophet without being in the state of wudu? Would you be kind enough to guide us in this regard? Jazakallahu khaira.
Your first question is about if ghusl becomes obligatory, is it allowed to recite Quran or do other adhkar without taking bath? If ghusl has become obligatory, then Quran cannot be recited even by heart. And I mean reading without looking. Whereas without taking obligatory bath, one can still recite adhkar like La ilaha illallah, Salat ala Nabi, Tasbih like Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. But not with the intention of qira'at. So this is what you can recite. And if someone asked about your health and you said Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, that's also allowed. And if, may Allah forbid, you heard any bad news and you said Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that is also allowed. And if one is not in the state of wudu, one can still recite Quran by heart, do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and recite tasbihat.
If a person who is not in the state of wudu, can he recite Quran while holding or touching it?
Well, if he is not in the state of wudu, then he cannot touch Quran. In that case, as per Islamic ruling, he is not allowed to touch the Holy Quran. He will be sinful if he touches the sacred book. So remember this. The person who is not in the state of wudu, he can recite Quran by heart without touching the holy book.